6.5.
In terms of cost, preforming is obviously a lot cheaper because all you need are plastic tubes, which are cheap to buy and quick to put in. If we do it that way, it'll be dead easy and it'll cost peanuts. Whereas core drilling will be slow. It'll be quite a painstaking job. But
core drilling's more accurate, clearly.
A lot more accurate. I mean, sometimes you can get away with preforming. If you need to get within 20 mil, then it's perfectly feasible. 10 mil is, it's achievable, but it's stretching it. Anything less than 10 mil, and there's no way you can do it.
And what sort of tolerance are you looking for?
About 10 mil.
So it's borderline then?
It's a tall order. The safe bet would be going for core drilling.
The problem is going to be the schedule, though.
Exactly. I mean, to diamond drill the number of holes we're talking about will take,
It'll take forever and a day, won't it? Whereas if they're preformed, they'd be ready as soon as the walls are cast.
But if half of them are in the wrong place, it'll cost an arm and a leg to put them right. Because if they're wrong, it's not just a question of drilling new ones in the right place. If they're slightly out of position, they have to be filled in first with cement to avoid having two holes overlapping. So putting them right is easier said than done.
Sure. So, as I see it, the key issue here in terms of feasibility is the tolerance. If the holes can be bigger and there's more play for the bolts, we won't have this problem.